Okay, so wrapping up, I don't know how many people know how this particular event evolved. Someone was asking me earlier, is this the first time you've done anything like this? And I think it's probably the first time we've gone off site to do anything like this. And it all started about like 2 months ago with a conference call with some members of the class of 81 who, as I alluded to, General Halstead was part of that conversation. We really think that now that West Point is increasing the number of women and we're seeing combat exclusion is going to be fully repealed and implemented in 2 years, this is a cause we'd like to get behind. And so what started out, we thought this was just going to be a little mini reunion of Class of 81, and I'd trot a few cadets out in their dress gray and kind of have a dog and pony show, really turned into a remarkable event, at least from where I sit. And I hope that the dialogue and the relationships that you've created today will really go a long way towards continuing this conversation and really engendering, no pun intended there, some positive changes. And, you know, social change is slow, but committed people can be a really powerful force. And just by your presence today, I think we can all be a little more optimistic about the future, and there's quite a few people that we need to thank, and certainly starting with the class of 81, we really, really appreciate how this has kind of evolved. So before I go through the long list of thank yous, I want to talk about the way forward. So last year we did, which I believe is a continuation of something that used to happen a long time ago, at least that's what my colleagues from Navy say. There used to be something called the Corbin Conference or the Corbin something that was the three service academies kind of rotated it around and then it went away. But I don't know any of the historical background on that. But last year, a group of cadets said, we really want to do this conference of some sort. And I tried to talk them out of it because conferences are really hard. And it takes a lot of work, but they persisted. So we did this first annual Corbin Women Leadership Summit. And it turned out to be such a great event that then we decided, all right, we have to do it again this year. So mark your calendars. We're going to do this in February. Last year we did it in March as a Women's History Month event, but everybody has spring break in March, and it's Founders Day for all the West Point people. So we decided we'd move it up because there's not a lot going on in February, and hopefully we'll have a good turnout. So it's really a cadet-focused thing, but we're certainly going to be looking for some stakeholders to come and participate. And we've got a website. So Friends of Corbin Forum is corbinforum.com. This website is corbinforum.org, but they're linked together. So if you search on Corbin Forum, you'll get one or the other and be able to get to it. And this year's theme is building our team, creating value through inclusion. And we saw some little previews of that discussion today. But certainly celebrating diversity and how assembling a diverse team really makes everybody better. So again, we hope that will generate some good buzz. Even if you can't come, spread the word and go back certainly to your respective organizations and talk to them about some of the ideas that you heard today. And start making that change that we're all so desperately seeking. So here's my list of thank yous. I want to thank Cadet Kristen McKee from the Corbin Forum, who certainly organized all the cadet stuff on our end, and certainly the other service academies who were able to come out. I always love when the Coast Guard Academy comes to stuff because since my first exposure to the types of initiatives that they're doing over there, I've always said the Coast Guard's got it going on, and you never do anything to disappoint me. So we really appreciate your presence. I'm sorry the Navy people had to leave to catch their flight back, but it was great. It was great having their presence as well. I certainly want to thank all the general officers who came today because I know what a sacrifice it is to find that white space on your calendars, and it certainly, I think, elevated the stature of this event, and we're really, really honored by your presence. I talked about the class of 81, certainly all the facilitators that came out today, many of them in the class of 81. I'm guessing that many of you were persuaded by your classmate Bill Buck, who unfortunately had a work emergency and couldn't be here, but I'm hoping to one day meet Hurricane Bill, who might be the most one of the most persuasive people that I've ever encountered. So again, we really appreciate everybody who sacrificed going into this busy holiday period to spend some time talking about these very important issues. And then the last person who honestly was the brains behind this entire operation, oh, one more person that I almost forgot, Samantha Soper from the AOG, who helped keep us all out of jail and is doing and did a great job administratively in those beautiful brochures that we just today, like hot off the press, her shop was responsible for creating that, really doing a quick turnaround too, so I want to thank her for that. And then finally, Dina, whose name I finally learned how to say after 2 months, Kara Dimitriopoulos. Is that pretty close? Pretty close? Did I say it wrong? I'm sorry. Dina with all the vowels in her name, if you would please join us up here. I can't say enough wonderful things. I had heard her name many times, and then just really got to know her through all this and lots of phone conversations and a couple Google Hangouts, and put all of this together, really, because early on I said, look, I'll get the cadets there, but I don't have a whole lot of time for the rest of this stuff with the classes and all the legal hurdles that we're going to have to get people to Boston. So all the things, all the wonderful fruit kebabs out there and the lunch today and all the arrangements, she was really the brains behind that, and we couldn't have done any of this without her. And I'm so, so grateful for your support and glad to be able to call you a friend now. So thank you so much.